USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In cities across the country, demonstrations are linked to the video death of George Floyd, who is being detained by Minneapolis police officers. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Our hope is that we can start to get that. This is where I need the public. I need those legitimate folks who are grieving to take this back for the right reason. Why are we talking about anarchists who are burning down damn buildings that were businesses that were built up by our indigenous and black communities? Instead of talking about, we had a horrific situation where a police officer murdered and was charged for the death of a black man. We've lost that in there. And I need the public. I need them to rise up. I need to know they're madder than hell. But we have got to stop this piece first to get the other.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
According to Johns Hopkins University, the number of coronavirus victims in the United States has now climbed to 103,000. It's the most in the world. Also, confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. has reached 1,747,000, followed up by Brazil with 500,000. In Washington, a divided U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal by a California church that challenged state limits on attendance at worship services that have been imposed to stop the spread of the coronavirus. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Several mayors across the country are talking about the impacts of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry says the pandemic has been especially hard on small businesses.
Small businesses have struggled to stay open. Many have lost jobs and income due to COVID-19. Small businesses have struggled to stay open, and some have had to close.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While President Trump rails against the prospects of mail-in voting this November, states affected by the coronavirus are moving ahead with plans for mail-in voting. The pandemic has prompted a total of 17 states to postpone their presidential primaries and expand their mail-in ballot access. 5 states, Colorado, Hawaii, Utah, Washington, and right here in Oregon, they already have mail-in elections. The rules consist of a mix of sending registered ballots to voters and also opening up limited polling centers for those that wish to vote in person. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
The Texas Supreme Court has blocked an effort by Democrats in the state to expand voting by mail, a ruling that lack of immunity to COVID-19 does not qualify a person to apply for a mail-in ballot. The court said, "We agree with the state that a voter's lack of immunity to COVID-19 without any more is not a disability as defined by the election code." Texas law says a qualified voter is eligible to vote by mail if the voter has a physical condition or sickness that prevents the voter from going to their polling place on election day. President Donald Trump, who has been railing against mail-in voting, celebrated the court's ruling on Twitter by tweeting a story about the decision, writing, "A big win in Texas on the dangerous mail-in voting scam." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.